Herb.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. My co-host Barb is having some technical problems, but I'm sure she'll be in soon. And we also have Dale and Richard. Are you there, Dale and Richard?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
Yes.
Aloha.
So,
aloha.
How was everybody's New Year's?
Well, mine was great. I spent time with Richard for New Year's.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you there, Richard?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, what did you do?
I spent time.
Oh.
Richard, are you hearing him?
Yes.
Well, he's talking to you. Richard called me, and we had Happy New Year for the 9 o'clock news out of New York. And then I read his cards, and that was kind of fun, huh, Richard?
Yeah.
So you did something for New Year's?
Yes.
You spent time
with
me.
You read my cards. Yes.
Yeah. I read it for 2024.
Good.
So that was
fun. What did you find out?
No, that's private.
Oh, okay.
I don't reveal what I want to read him for anybody.
Even if they're okay with
no,
you doing it?
That's correct.
Hmm.
I mean, if they're okay with it, fine, but it's up to me, and I don't really like to do that. Because you know what? When I do a reading on somebody, I don't remember half the time what I've said at all. You know, I've had some wild experiences the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff that I can't explain.
Now,
can you get
Barbara
a hold of Barbara?
She's right here. Are you there, Barbara?
Hello?
Hello, Barbara. You there?
Hang on. I'm trying.
I can hear you.
Can you do
can
it, though? Yes. Can you do it the old way, Barbara?
Mm.
I can't hear her.
Well, she's on. She's on the switchboard. I know that.
Yeah, but what good does it do if we can't hear her?
Right. Let me.
So what?
Nothing.
There's nobody on the air, so we might as well just talk. Richard, did you go to the eye doctor yet?
Yes, and it worked out well.
And what it did?
Yeah.
Good. So did he prescribe glasses?
Not yet. I'll go back another week.
Hello?
When they
Why can't I hear it?
Well, the eye has settled down.
No.
And then I'll check it and go from there.
It didn't hurt.
Eyesight. No. No pain.
Well, tell Johnny what you did.
Well, I had a laser treatment on my right eye.
Hello, Barbara. Are you there? Barb, are you there?
You're here.
She is here on the, actually she's here twice. Are you there, Barbara?
Okay. What's going on? Why can't they hear me?
Okay, so we can't hear Barbara. But, oh dear.
I don't know what you want to do, Jenny.
Yeah, I always feel bad when these things happen. She says that she just texted me that she's sorry about what happened, not being unable to connect. I'm going to tell her it's okay. Just I'll just say it's okay. Yeah. Just okay. All right. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we're she's just trying, and I think she'll figure it out.
I wanted to talk to Richard.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
We can hear her, but she can't hear us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried several times to get a hold of you, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
To no avail, and you know, nothing. So I gave up. And,
okay. Well, one of the problems I found, I think is one of the problems, is the way I hold the phone. And it hits the volume buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And without me knowing it, it knocks the volume down so I don't hear anything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out a way to hold it so my hand doesn't go against the volume buttons. As soon as I get that figured out, then I'll be okay. Okay?
Well, put the phone, put the phone down on a desk and just put it on speaker.
Yeah.
That would be one way.
Okay, Barbara,
I wanted to...
No, sorry, go on.
Johnny, you're interrupting the show. So why don't you just text her and ask her?
Give a fucking rat's ass anymore. I don't. Nothing works. Nothing works in this goddamn fucking world. So why do I give a shit?
What's
the point of caring?
Anyway?
Oh. There's a rat's ass about
it.
I'm sorry.
I can't. I'm so sorry about all that. I just...
It's not your fault, Johnny. Have
it's
her do it the
fault.
Old way.
It's nobody's fault. It's okay. All right. Go on.
Well, Johnny, text her because I was having a conversation with Richard.
I did.
So,
I just did.
What
you were?
What did they say? What did the doctor say about the thing your mother had? Or I forget what that's called.
Macular. Degeneration.
Yeah, what did he say about that?
Oh, all right, so I have it. But what he said he
but
did
not
is
that.
He had a film-like thing on my new eye, and that's what he got rid of.
Oh, good. Okay.
And as soon as he did that, my eyesight has improved.
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you get that film, or how long ago?
Well, it's been growing for years since I had my new eye implant, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
I'm surprised that Dr. Wu didn't pick that up.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
but
I'm not.
But that... Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. I'll tell Dr.
No.
Well, he would have done laser on you. Dr. Wu would have done laser. That's the next step. You know, if there's anything wrong, that's what they do.
Well, that's what you did.
They do. And I don't know how often you have to have it done, but... Okay, so you can see better. Can you read?
A little better, yes.
Oh, a little better. Okay, but how on the macular degeneration, how bad is it? Hmm?
Well, hopefully it won't degenerate too fast. It'll finally get to me. You know,
It what?
Just everybody. It's finally just to everybody, you know, if you have it. And your eyesight slowly gets worse.
Well, you're 95. Yeah. I mean, you know, what
I
do you
know.
Expect? Okay.
Okay.
So why is he taking so long to get a prescription for glasses?
He wants the eye to settle down.
Oh, okay, I see. Oh, okay. So in a week, he'll give you a prescription, right?
Well, go back in, he'll check me in. Yeah, figure out a prescription.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's good. Well, I was trying to tell you what happened with me when I went to the radiologist.
Ooh.
And that's what I couldn't get through to you to let you know. Or you weren't answering. I don't know what.
I don't know.
Well, obviously, you don't.
For sure.
I went to the radiologist, and he said that he's going to redo my left leg again and increase the dosage of the radiation a little. And it should be all right, you know. And then he said, I have to have it mapped out. But they don't, you know, mapping it, they have, what do you call it, x-rays, and they map it of where they're going to hit the radiation. Then they have five doctors look at it and decide where the radiation's going to go. So in the process, because I'm in pain with this leg, I asked if I can get a cortisone shot till that time because he has my x-rays. And they said, yes, no problem. So I'm going Wednesday to get a cortisone shot. And the only reason I didn't want to get that takes away the pain immediately. But the reason I didn't want to get a cortisone shot, it makes your blood glucose go up very high for a few days, and then it comes back to normal. That's the only reason I didn't want to get it. But at the same token, mine's down so low, it's 95, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'll be fine. And I believe that the second time that they do it, I believe that my leg will be okay. What do you think?
Well, I told you all along it'll be okay.
Yeah, you and other people. Yeah, I agree. It's just that it depends. This leg, the left leg, was worse than the right leg. The right leg was totally fine. I don't have any pain in it whatsoever, except, you know, we're expecting a storm here. I don't know if you guys are, but we're expecting a snowstorm. And it's supposed to hit down at this level. And it's going to hit up at the lake about 2 to 3 feet. And so it'll be great for skiing. But when the weather changes, that's when I hurt a lot. You know, so like today, I went to Kirsch yesterday, but today I'm in a lot of pain.
Okay.
Did Barbara come back on, Johnny?
I'm texting her. I'm in communication with her, and we're just working through. I can let you know, I will tell you that we have people waiting to talk. So just so you know that it's not like.
Okay.
Okay. Just
okay.
You know.
Go ahead. Put one on then. Put one on. Because I just
Sonia,
got you talking to Richard.
You were live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, son. Yeah, thank you. Where are you calling from?
From Pennsylvania. Yeah, we're also going to get that darn snow. Go figure.
Are you are too? Yeah, but no, you're getting way. See, we're used to it here.
Where are you in Buffalo?
Why can't I just use the speaker?
No.
Yes.
I can hear Barbara. Barbara, can you hear us?
Yeah, but I can't get it right.
She can't. She's talking, but she can't. Barbara is having technical difficulty. Can she hear us, Johnny?
Well, she's on the switchboard. I don't know.
Well, being on the switchboard, you should recall her back and see what happens.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
I mean, I'll go talk, try to screen her, and then you can talk to Fania.
Priscilla, look, I'm on Chrome, and it's the only one that won't let me turn it up, so I can't hear her. I'm on Chrome, and it's the only one that won't let me actually go turn it up.
Can you hear us?
Why? Just let me before. Why doesn't anything work today? Fuck it, man.
I don't know,
it.
But I can't do a reading with this going on, Johnny. Text her. Johnny, text her to... Okay, Sonia, I'm in Lake Tahoe area and near Gardnerville, and we're expecting...
What is that, California?
No, that is, Nevada side.
Oh,
it's
okay.
California
oh,
and Nevada.
You're on the other side of the country. Okay.
Yeah, which is called State Line Nevada, or California side is South Lake Tahoe.
Right,
so
well,
it really...
No,
it's not. It's perfect for the skiers. They put out a thing here where they go, just watch the roads, watch your driving.
Mm-hmm.
If you have
mm-hmm.
to stay home, just stay home. That's about it.
Okay.
And I'm used to it. I lived in Tahoe for 31 years, so, you know, after a while, you get very claustrophobic when the snow is up to your roof.
Right. No, I know what you mean.
But the last snowstorm they had, it actually, this won't happen, but it actually crashed quite a few stores. And they still are not in business. I mean, you know, the roof caved in. But anyway, how can I help you, sweetie?
Yeah, I wanted to call in a reading to see what you're picking up as far as kind of a weird situation. The relationship with my partner ended. Mm-hmm.
Wait. Sonia, it has to be one specific question.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
Yeah. My ex-partner did not treat me the best. And she, I've been coming back and forth, whatever, but there was a third party involved, or there is.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very mm-hmm. difficult for her to leave, she said. And today she left in tears, which she says she doesn't understand why it's so difficult. I was just quiet. I don't, you know, but I think she understood.
That's a good thing.
Do you see her trying to reconnect?
What happens?
Because,
mm-hmm. No. What happens is when, it's really weird. This has happened to me a couple of times. When you're the one to leave, you know, like say I left somebody, a gentleman or whatever, I left him and I gave up on him, it hurts me more than it hurts him for some reason. You know, I can't explain why, but that has happened to me on several occasions. So as long as the other person doesn't bother her too much, she'll be fine.
Okay. Do you see her trying to reconnect with me? Because she left in tears today, and she's like, I don't understand. Like, you know, like I care for you. And this
well,
should be
okay.
hurting that she told me.
If I think you should just be friends with her for now. That's it. And then eventually it'll fall into a love situation. But if you start with the love or start with this or start with that, it's not going to work. Just say, look, I'll be very glad to be your friend. I'll be very glad to help you through this. I'll be very glad to work with you. And leave it at that, as much as it hurts you.
What about a third party then? Because she's with someone else.
What do you mean, she? I thought you said that's over.
No, she left. She's still seeing the person. Yeah, she left.
Well, that doesn't make sense. She left, but she's still seeing him?
Yeah, like she, no. She left my house today, but she has her own place. But that was why this whole thing started, because she had found someone else, and she's still seeing this person. She told me that.
I think I talked to you before, didn't I?
Maybe, yeah.
I remember. Just be her friend right now. That's the best I can tell you.
Okay.
And don't expect anything. Go look for someone else in the process. And just let it go. I mean, you know, just be her friend. Because
okay.
you are friends right. anyway. You know, and
well,
you're good friends. And eventually, if she sees how nice and kind you are as a friend, then, you know, she's liable to go in your direction.
That's going to be difficult because I'm pretty hurt over what she did, you know, the betrayal, you know, getting this other person.
Okay, if that be the case, then you get rid of the situation. You only have two ways to go, get rid of it or you be her friend.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
But thank you for calling.
Thank you, ma'am.
Johnny, have you had any
She's just
progress?
Still working on it. She's still working on it, but you know, I'm just being reassuring to her. This is one of those situations, but it's just one of those technical situations, but so, you know, but.
Well, yeah, the best thing you can do is just recall her back
on the phone,
and see if it'll work.
We're working through it. Would you like to go to the next person?
No, wait. Can you call her back on the phone?
Let's see if she... I can try calling her on the phone or see if she'll answer, but let me give me one second here. Okay.
Yeah. Well, why are you having dead air?
No, we're not having dead air.
Yeah,
hey,
you
Barbara.
Are. You're not talking.
No, I called you on the phone, but I had you on screen so that I could test to see if you were there. Do you want to see if I can put you on and then if you can hear you? Okay. All right. Do you want me to put you on speaker? That way you can hear the show. Okay. All right.
What did she say? But hey,
oh,
Richard.
I'm sorry about this. Yeah, all it means is it means that I was just wanted to check to make sure you can hear me. I took you off the screen just
now.
No,
I can't hear you. So it doesn't work.
There. I can hear her.
Go back to it. I'm sure she's needing you. I'll connect a different way.
Okay.
I'm sure she needs you.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Take her off so I can do a reading, okay?
Okay.
Richard, are you there?
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Okay. After the show, are you going to be eating or not?
No.
Good. Can you
call
me after this?
Yes.
Yeah, but you got to wait like a minute because I have to disconnect from the show, okay?
I know.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, the next one is Michael. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Michael.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
Now, is your name Michael?
Yeah, just like the boy's name. Uh-huh. My middle name is Anne, but I just go by Michael. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, sweetie.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Thank you. Phoenix, Arizona, where there's no snow.
Well, yeah, but you got a lot of other things going on there. You got a lot of weird things.
We do.
Did
always
you know
weird.
You guys?
Did
you know you guys there was a big earthquake in LA this morning? 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
There was one in Japan, 7.5, and over 100 people died. So
yes.
The earthquakes are going around. you know, got to be careful. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're in Phoenix.
I felt it. Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. You felt it?
No, I felt it. Yeah. I'm kind of gifted as well, so yeah.
Mm. Or you felt it from where, though? L.A.?
Oh, no, Phoenix. I knew it was going to happen.
I know. Oh. I do that, too.
Yeah.
I always shout out, there's going to be an earthquake, and they go, where? I don't know. But I just know there's going to be an earthquake. You know, but
yeah,
anyway.
I do the same
anyway,
thing.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how can I help you, sweetheart?
Well, I know one question. I got a lot going on. But the one question I have, due to some circumstances medically, I'm wondering, will the funding come through that I won't have to be evicted?
Oh, boy. From where is the funding coming?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to manifest it. I'm getting resources here. Apparently, the city of Phoenix, or the state of Arizona, is out of funding. So I've got people trying to send me sources federally. You know.
Okay, question. Don't you have time if they try to evict you? I think I know in California you have up to 2 to 4 months. What about in Phoenix? Do they evict you in 5 days or do you have time?
Well, we have what they call a pursuant of eviction for 5 days. If we don't get the money in 5 days, then they proceed with court processing, which usually takes about 3 days to get a court date. After the court says, yeah, we rule in favor of the apartment buildings, then that usually will give us only a week to get out.
Mm. Oh, boy.
So it's not, yeah, it's not very long.
How did you get in this mess?
Huh. It's hard. So I have a good job, I do, but I missed about a week and a half worth of work because I was experiencing, I've got some heart issues, so I was out due to blood clots in my heart, and so we're still trying to, you know, monitor all that. I'm still having issues. I wasn't able to work the last 2 days because the pain was so intense and I was nauseous and just a lot of other things going on medically.
Mm.
So.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. As far as manifesting and getting the money, do you have any friends that will lend you the money? How much is the rent?
We're behind about $4,500, so yeah.
Hmm.
With late fees and everything else, so it comes to about $4,500. Unfortunately,
right. This
no,
is what I'm getting.
This
is what I'm getting. Find yourself an attorney of some sort that you know can help you for free or whatever, and the attorney can fix this whole mess for you in a matter of weeks, as long as you can. Pay the rent eventually in the next few weeks or get, you know, make a payment plan. Do you know of any local...
No.
Do you know
of
any local attorneys?
No, but I have through my workplace, I get a 30-minute free consultation with a lawyer. I need to have one for these proceedings.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. What I'm getting is through an attorney, you will be able to make payments or do something. But I'm more worried about your heart.
Okay.
What about going to the doctor? What are they saying? What's wrong?
Well, I'm on a heart monitor now, because I keep on having these weird episodes. When it gets really bad, I do go to the ER and make sure I'm not having a heart attack. But I had a double bypass surgery in 2010 at the age of 46, twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a near-death experience as well.
You can put me on. I can't hear you until you put me on. I have no idea what you're doing in the show. I can only know that I have my microphone on, and hopefully when you put me on,
Johnny,
I can hear you.
Okay.
Johnny.
What?
Yeah, because I can't be interrupted in this conversation, because
okay.
This is very serious, okay?
Give me a second. I'll take care of this.
Through an attorney, some way, somehow,
yes,
they'll help you. The other way is through a lawsuit. They can't kick you out if you're going through all these situations at the moment. They have to give you time to get everything back to normal, okay? And it's a matter of talking to the attorney to get it all in place. And I'm sure, I'm positive he will help you, and I'm positive he will give you more than 30 minutes. And he will help you somehow, some way, or recommend someone that can help you. Don't freak out about this. I mean, I don't think it's worth death, you know. But is there anybody you can stay with?
No, unfortunately, I live with my sisters who are disabled as well. There's income from disability a little bit, and then my other sister works at the same place I am, but she's going through a lot too because she's technically disabled but not able to get disability. It's a long story, but we're facing, one is a technically I guess I'm a senior citizen, but my older sister's 69, younger sister's 50, so it's a lot to be displaced.
Are you on Medicare?
Yeah.
Are you on Medicare or Medicaid?
I forget. I have state health insurance. So like right now I'm on a heart monitor for my heart to see what they can find for the next 21 days. Cause I've been having these weird heartbeats, AFib, things like that, which, can lead to other things. So they're trying. Yeah. And I'm trying.
I do see that something's going to come through that will help you get the back rent and will help you, through payments, be able to fix you and to fix the situation. And it's through an attorney that this happens. No matter what you have to do, find an attorney to help you and it will work. They can put a lawsuit on this and stop all the payments. Is this through a agency that you're renting, or is it through a regular owner?
It's through an agency, I guess. It's a management company, an apartment building.
Management company have no pity on anybody. They just want their money and that's it. And, not very good.
Yeah.
Just know somehow, some way, something or someone's going to come through and help you. It may be at the last minute, the last second, but I know you're going to be helped. I know that.
Okay.
And you said you
Thank
had a
you.
Near-death experience. You had what happened there on the near-death?
So I'm not sure of your guys' belief systems or anything, but I'm going to put it out there. So my near-death experience, I believe I'm a starseed. I know I'm a starseed. I'm not I'm not from here. So I went to my home in the Pleiades system.
I know where that is, yeah.
And then, And then, but I was, from what they tell me, I was in a coma for like 4 days. They reached out to my family, and I was in the waiting room at the time when they said, the doctor says you need to call family because we're not sure if she's going to make it, and start making funeral arrangements. 4 days later, I woke up, and I was sent back because I still have work to do here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was quite interesting. It was like I was on this, oddly enough, it looked like a purple rock to me, and everything was spinning around. I could be anywhere at one time, but it was home, and I knew I met my, what I call my biolight parents. They're light beings.
Well, I'll explain
yeah,
what you're seeing. Because a lot of people won't understand mm-hmm. this. This is more or less the like an alien thing, and these are other planets. And Pleiades is a different planet, and I learned that from Shirley MacLaine. And that's where you went. And those people, too,
mm-hmm.
can heal you as well. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I'm working on that. I've called in some... I work on my, what I call my dragon magic. I meditate, you know, channel, things like that. So, yeah, they're working with me, and I know they are in the background, but it's,
well, I know
is
you sound very, you sound very strong. So there's no doubt in my mind that you're going to live and be fine and be okay, and then
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, this stuff is going to stop. I don't know why, how, or what, but it really depends on the doctors. I know Richard at, I think, what, 90? Had a Richard, what did you have? What is that? Richard.
What?
Richard, what was the thing you had in your heart?
Oh, I don't know, some little bump or something.
What? No, what did they put? You do know those two things that they put. You had a valve, and what was the other thing?
Was it a stick?
Well, I had a new valve put in first, and then it came back a week later. I had the pacemaker.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for. He had a pacemaker at 90, and he had a new valve put in, and he's doing just great. And it depends on your doctor, you know, how good the doctor is. So I don't know, you know, about the doctors there, but I do know here they're really good. But anyway, say a lot of prayers, and I believe you'll be okay, and everything's going to work itself out. It's just going to take a little time. Okay?
Yeah. I appreciate that so much. It
most
makes
important
better.
Thing
Thanks
is...
For...
Mm-hmm. Well, the most important thing is to get an attorney. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. Get an attorney. Okay?
Yeah. I will. I'll call tomorrow, and I probably can't do it till Monday, but at least it'll give us still some time. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not true. They have attorneys that work on the weekends now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll call tomorrow.
So try your best, okay?
Yeah.
I see commercials on TV all the time, you know. So hang in there, darling. You'll be okay.
You're waiting to be put through.
Okay,
Yo.
Thank you.
Okay, I think Barbara is here. Is she there?
Johnny, put her through. She's there.
I did. I put her through. She's on the switchboard. Oh. Are you there, Barbara?
Well, apparently not.
The third time I've accepted the email invitation. I'm sitting here. My microphone and my headphones are working. Nobody puts me through. I don't know what to tell you, Donnie. You're going to have to figure out
I do know what to say. Barbara. Barbara.
The proper equipment. Call.
Tell Barbara. Text Barbara to call back.
Anymore.
Text Barbara to call back. Johnny, do you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I'll talk to her. Okay.
Oh, God. You're as bad as... Okay. Is there another person or what's going on?
Okay. All right. We have Paul is the next person. And you're live with the other psychic they'll share.
Yeah. Sorry, Paul, for all this that's going on.
Oh, no problem at all. Hello, no problem.
Okay, where are you calling from, Paul?
I'm calling from St. Catharines, Ontario.
Oh, Canada. Okay. How's the weather up there?
It's not too bad. It's cold, but we're not really getting much snow at the moment.
Usually we get really bad cold from Canada, and this year it's rather warm. It's kind of weird. All through Nevada up to now, we have had it extremely warm. It's been in the 50s, you know?
Yeah,
for January.
Well, here the temperature's really fluctuated here between the 20s and the 40s.
Yeah, it's not bad for Canada.
No,
okay,
but it's still pretty cold when I've got to go out.
That's true. Just wear a good jacket. Where are you from? I mean, where are you? What do you need to know?
Okay. Well, my wife, she lives in Battle Creek, Michigan. Now, we've been doing this thing with the immigration for the last couple of years, and what I would like to know is, will I end up in Michigan this year to be with my wife?
I see. Is that like one of the 90-day things where you have
to
wait 90 days? 90 days?
Well, I was waiting 45 days for immigration to get a hold of me because I have been accepted to move down to the States, but apparently they never got a hold of me, and we spoke to an immigration lawyer that put us in another direction. So I went on to the website that she sent me to, put in the receipt number that we got in the letter, and now my wife is supposed to be getting confirmation back for the next step.
I know that you will be with your wife, but you're speaking to a lot of the wrong people. I don't know if that's part of the United States or part of Canada, but I do know they're making it very hard for people that are out of country to come to the United States. Although they let in 6 million people from all over the world, so I don't know what's going on with that, but they are now making it very hard for people to come into the country.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I mean, I know years ago, if a Canadian married an American or an American married a Canadian, that they were able to move right into the country right then and there. But after the 9/11, that has sort of really screwed everything up for us.
Well, it isn't that. It's just the president has been allowing all these people to come into the country.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been really weird. I'm not for it or against it. I just don't know what's going on myself because I don't watch the news that much. But, you know, all I know is that you will be with your wife. It's just going to take a little bit of time, but don't give up, and I don't believe that you will, and you will be with your wife.
And will this happen this year? Yeah, will it happen this year, do you know?
Yes, it will happen this
year. Definitely going to be sometime this year.
Yes. I don't know what month, but I do know it's going to happen.
Excellent. That's the best news that we've had in the last couple of years.
Well, it will happen this year. Do you guys have an attorney? Can you talk with an attorney and try to move this a little bit?
We did have an immigration attorney. She charged $50 for the one session, and she said she would work with us through the whole process, but she wanted like $1,100 out of us, which neither one of us have that kind of money since we're both on disability.
Well, there are attorneys that will do it for free. You just have to check around.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes. Well, in the U.S. I don't know about in Canada, but I do know in the U.S. there are attorneys
best thing to do is for us to get an attorney in the U.S. because no good for me to get an attorney up here because they won't know what to do for the states. I've had social workers working with me, and they've come up against a brick wall. So I think the best bet would be an attorney on the American side.
Yes. Have her look for, there are attorneys, I forget what you call them. Richard, do you know what you call them?
No.
You don't? Okay,
no.
Well, there's attorneys that do it for free. I just don't know what you call them, but have her look into it. And thank you very much for your call.
Oh, thank you very much, and I appreciate everything that you have provided.
Thank you.
Barb, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
Dale, I believe
Barbara, I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry if I did.
Whitey's talking. Johnny, stop talking. She's trying to tell me something. Go ahead.
Thank you. Dale, it's on contingency, how you get the lawyers for free. They do it on contingency.
Oh.
That's the word I think looking for. Yeah.
Thank you. That's a good
I didn't
one.
Hear anything about that caller. I just came on. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties getting me on tonight, but I hope you guys have been having a good show.
Well,
yes. It's been very good because it's been very deep. It's been not your normal question. It's been stuff where I can really, truly, from my heart, help people. So I love that.
Oh, that's really cool.
And I will give out my phone number, which is 808-372-1816, or my website, which is Dale. D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. I have both those now. So if you check me out, Johnny, what did you say?
Well, I just had a question for you, Dale, but you can finish.
I was in the middle of talking when you cut me off.
Go right ahead. Sorry.
Oh, God. What's your question?
No, finish what you said, and then I'll ask.
What?
Finish what
go
you
ahead.
Said, and then I'll ask.
Interrupted, Johnny.
Sorry. Okay. I'm not sorry about that. Okay.
I know.
Johnny, you've interrupted 9 times. Okay. So, Barbara, I don't know what's going on with your phone, but you need to do it the old way. Whatever way you were doing it before.
Yes, I do have 2 lines with 1 phone number. Nobody believes me. I've been struggling with this for about 14 days. And I never have time, because, you know, all through Christmas and all, to try to figure out what the heck happened with this iPhone. I am telling you, I've troubleshooted everything and gotten
it's
somebody
an iPhone.
Day, you know,
that's
what
a problem.
Going on with it.
It's an iPhone. Richard has the same problems with his phones. Hi, Richard.
Yeah.
Richard, say hi to Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
So good to
Welcome
hear
to
you.
The iPhone.
All of your
He's having problems with his iPhone. I wouldn't touch an iPhone with a 10-foot pole.
I won't.
You know?
I'm paying this one off. They get you, though.
Yeah, I'd like... They're what?
They're always getting you with you are just enticed by the next new best phone. And they say, oh, just with $5 more a month, you could have brand new.
It is so hard to work. Everybody I know has a problem with the iPhone. And I have the other kind, Android, and it's so easy to work. And Android is unbelievably easy. I don't have any problems with it.
Oh, that's great to know. And I know they're very good. I do like my other system with my new computer, Hewlett Packard HP. It uses all the Microsoft.
But you are, but Barbara, you are breaking up. So.
Oh, really?
I will tell you.
Oh, no.
I will tell you that much. Anyway, Johnny, do we have another one or what?
We do, but I haven't had a chance to screen it. Give me a minute and I'll screen it.
It doesn't matter. No, Johnny.
What do you want to know? Their
it
name?
Doesn't.
We'll find that out in a second.
All right. But I'm going to say the area code. Area code 929.
Sure.
You're live on the air with Psychic Tales here.
Hi. This is... Stacy, how are you doing, Del? And Happy New Year to everyone.
Oh, I know you. Hi, Stacy. Happy New Year. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
Okay. And I have had a reading with you or something, haven't I?
Yes, you have. Yes, things are going pretty well. Yes. Since we had the reading, I found the realtor to help me find a an apartment. So nothing yet, but we're working on it in the area that I want to. And that you said that would be good for me to move to. Yes, so I'm all over
that. Okay. So maybe now you won't be so fussy and you'll pick something you like.
Yes, ma'am, yes. You are right.
What?
I was listening to... Yeah, I just wanted to see, do you see, I just wanted to get I don't know, should I ask a question or anything?
Yes, only ask a question. What's all that noise? What's the background noise I'm hearing?
That's not from on my end, but it sounds like I'm in a quiet place. But I do hear the background noise, too. If it's the phone.
Okay, Richard, is that you or is that Johnny or is that Barbara?
Not me.
It's not
me.
I do hear it, but I'm in a very quiet room.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. All right. What? So what's a question, sweetie?
Okay. Do you see the realtor finding a place that I would like, I would say, by February, you think?
Well, they gave you an extension to live where you're at right now?
Yeah, I have a small extension. But I may have to move in with a relative until I, you know, move into the place.
Okay. Yes, I do see. It depends on how fussy you are. If you're fussy, you're not going to find anything. If you're not fussy and you get something you like, it'll be okay.
Okay.
And you have the tendency to be very fussy.
You know what? Yes, because I was dealing with like everything all at one time, like everything. So I was a little fussy, yes. But I like the realtor; she's really nice and sweet. So,
yes, she will help you. So, not to worry; it's all going to be good, and you're going to have a great year. So, just hang in there, okay?
All right, sounds awesome. Thank you.
Okay, you
Thank
have
you,
a good
baby.
Day.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk to Barbara for a little bit. Or do we have any other calls or what's going on?
No, but we can talk to
okay.
Barbara.
Yeah, go ahead, Barbara. You can talk all you want now, Barb.
Well, something was so silly the other day. I ran across this little suitcase and she asked, what is in that little old-fashioned suitcase? I said, every one of my love letters.
Like Barbara, I'm having a hard time understanding you, so I don't know if you're breaking up or what. I got you found a suitcase. Where did you find it? Where did she go?
I don't know.
Okay, Johnny, it's 5 to 6.
Johnny,
we can do the shout out.
It's not working. What? It's not working out. This connection.
Yeah, okay.
So let's
know
do
this.
If you guys can hear me or not?
Yeah, we can. We'll
okay.
do the shout
Johnny,
out.
You do the shout out.
Okay. All right.
And Richard, you call me within a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Johnny,
Aloha.
Do the
shout
out. Johnny.
This has been an interesting show, a lot of deep conversations and a lot of technical problems. But I think that I'm thankful for everybody here. Barbara, I'm really thankful that you are there with me all the time and there for me. And
thank you.
Richard and Dale, I'm really thankful for everything you bring to the table. So I appreciate all of you.
Okay.
I'd say more, but you guys can hear me very well. But aloha and next go, let's go over all the details of why we love each other so much and are so grateful to have each other, especially going into this 2024. Love you guys. Happy New Year.
Love you guys.
Aloha.
Yeah, Barbara,
aloha.
We're having a hard time hearing you. I'll do it. Barbara, you shout out. I want to thank everybody. I want to wish them a great new year of 2024. And I feel 2024, maybe next week, I'll give you some major predictions for 2024. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you what's going to happen. And also, I want to thank everybody for calling tonight and putting up with all we had to go through. We really appreciate that.
Right.
And my phone number is 808-372-1816 if you want a private consultation, or you can do my website, which is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. But I want to thank y'all very much, and a big aloha to you, okay?
Okay.
Aloha. Thank you, Psychic Dale Shear. We'll see you next Friday. Everybody, have a wonderful weekend. Aloha.
Okay, you too. All right, and Richard, call me back. Bye-bye.